The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor. Visit Pensacola.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning, it's Friday, and this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Little Neil Sedaka to get you going, laughter in the rain. I don't know about you, but I tend to not laugh in the rain, but I'm going to try because it is Friday. It's not snowing, which I kind of wish it was snowing, but it's not. And thank goodness we are safe from any kind of wildfires or anything like that at the moment. So we have a lot to be grateful for this morning. But I'm especially grateful this morning because in the studio I have Darren Schaefer with Visit Pensacola joining me. Good morning, Darren.
Hey, good morning, Meg.
So happy that you are here. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Whew.
We're off to a great start.
I tell you what, Darren and I were just talking before we went on air about how weird this week has been because we've all been off. It feels like forever.
Yeah, last 2-3 weeks.
Coming in and out.
In and out of the office, right? Taking advantage of the break. And
holiday in the middle of the week, which kind of messed everything up because you couldn't really, it's like Tuesday, Wednesday, so do you take Thursday, Friday, Monday? Yeah, it's just.
My staff were taking it all.
So. And I know a lot of your staff too, right? That's pretty funny. So how are you? What's happening now with Visit Pensacola as you're embarking on 2025? Goodness gracious.
Yeah, it's going to be an exciting year. There's a lot going on. We really see for our work a lot of the trade show activity that really starts ramping up, but a lot of our big events are coming up on the calendar. So, you know, starting with, you know, the introduction of Mardi Gras season.
I couldn't believe when it was last weekend when they had the kickoff right away with the blessing of the floats. I thought, wait, did I miss a month? This is insane. But yeah, they got a whole schedule of events coming up, right?
Yeah, like this Saturday, you've got the Mardi Gras Mambo out at the Pensacola Bay Center.
I saw that. Now, I know Little John, so I know of that entertainment. I don't know the other person. Do you? I mean, I'm kind of, you know, showing my age here a little bit. But
well, it looks like it's going to be a great night and a great event. And this is something new that Pensacola Mardi Gras is introducing as part of the season.
Right? So they said they have like VIP party tickets, I think. You can do reserve seating. I'm not quite sure what the ticket prices are. I'm looking through a thing here now, but that's going to be this Saturday, I guess it is, from starting at 8 o'clock, and you can go to, let's see, pmgmambo.com, and that's where you can find out about the Mambo party tomorrow.
And all the details. Of course, you can always go to visitpensacola.com.
Oh, my gosh.
For all your event information.
I'm hitting myself now. Yes. Although I will say, I give y'all plugs all the time, because when I'm talking about events, I say, go to Visit Pensacola and click on events. Because that really is one of the best calendars around, truly.
Well, and there's so many additional events that are happening that are tied into Mardi Gras, have the Mardi Gras theme. So whether it's an Ice Flyers game or there's some special scavenger hunts that are Mardi Gras themed. One of my favorite is Potty Gras, which is,
I love that.
You know, really coming into its own. And but, you know, that's, more than a month away. That's February 16th. And, of course, we have Snowbird Hootenannies and special events out in Pensacola Beach and out in Perdido Key for folks, our winter visitors.
Yeah, I'm especially familiar, intimately familiar with the Snowbird Beach Bash, which is done with Visit Pensacola in partnership with Santa Rosa Island Authority and the Pensacola Beach Chamber. And it's such a cool event because our snowbirds are here. They are arriving.
It's a packed house.
Yeah.
I got to say, it's really, really well done by the Pensacola Beach Chamber of Commerce.
So it's a great event, and I think that's coming up in January. I'm going to look up the date for you while we're looking for things. I don't know if it's on there or not. But and there's a couple other ones I know that they're going to be having out in Perdido Key, I believe. They're doing a snowbird thing. But it's great because the snowbirds really make a difference in our economy. And the population, you would think it would dwindle, but it has not. It has really grown over the years.
You know, and we have a faithful audience that comes and likes the experience here in Northwest Florida. So, when I first got here 4.5 years ago, almost five, I saw that we had some pretty significant snowbird traffic and certainly to the west of us over in Orange Beach, as well as to the east of us. And I'm like, you know, we not only offer the same type of beach experience, but we have all the things that people look for, you know, after the first couple of weeks and the sunsets and the beach walks, you know, start to become a little routine. And they're looking for some of those things they're used to doing at home. And they can find those things throughout Pensacola. So whether it's the arts or sports, shopping, those type of things.
Oh, yeah. There's so much going on here all the time. And we do. I mean, we really have a great cultural mecca here as far as the arts are concerned. And especially in January, February, this time of year, you have the opera, the symphony, choral society, ballet. They're all doing performances. Pensacola Little Theater will be opening soon with another show. I mean, it's just nonstop. It's year round. So that is a plus for people coming from some up north where it is now a blizzard. Even in Atlanta, I think they're getting snow today. So
I'm glad we're just getting rain.
Yeah.
I left all my snow shovels behind.
Thank you very much. Yeah, me too. But yeah, so it's a great time of year. And it's interesting because they come down here and we are becoming one of the locations thanks to you. Thanks to what Visit Pensacola does. And for folks that don't know your mission and what you do, we talked about it a little bit last time, but somebody might be tuning in and saying, well, now what is Visit Pensacola? I mean, because what is it?
We can always talk about that, right? So Visit Pensacola was formed 10 years ago in 2014. And the idea was, you know, we had different marketing efforts, whether through the Chambers of Commerce. And the idea was let's pool all those dollars together to have one strong voice that talks about everything that's happening in Escambia County. So it includes Perdido Key and Pensacola Beach. And that's really been a success because we've been able to continually grow our visitation in a smart way ever since. And so we've seen tourism development tax collections double. When I got here in 2020, we were below $10 million in collections. This past fiscal year wrapping up, we are at $22
million. Wow, in the black. That's amazing. Well, and also explain what the TDT is, because that's also confusing to folks.
So, you know, how we're funded is through Tourism Development Act. So it's not property tax. It's not sales tax.
As a resident, I'm not paying that tax.
That's right. So it comes from visitors that are staying overnight in our accommodation. So whether it's a hotel or a condo, vacation rental, campground, they collect 5% tourism development tax, and then we receive a portion of it. But there's a number of organizations that are funded by the TDT, including our peers, Pensacola Sports, ACE, which stands for Arts, Culture, and Entertainment, but also goes towards beach renourishment, destination improvements, and 1% has been set aside for destination development. And so those funds are being considered for improvements to the Bay Center or new sports facilities or a conference center, which we're certainly an advocate for. So what that really means is those things are being paid for and funded through our visitors and takes that burden off of our own residents on an annual year. So it saves them hundreds of dollars in property taxes that would otherwise fall to them, or we'd have to cut back on certain services. So, you know, our tourism economy plays an important role in the quality of life for our residents.
And then you and your organization being out there promoting us as an area, therefore brings in more tourists, which brings in more TDT dollars. And so it's a great it's a system that really, really works and takes the burden off the residents, but it improves our economy when the tourists are here. And I know a lot of folks are like, oh, too many tourists, but truth be told, they make a huge difference in our economy for everyone that's not just on the beach, but now even in Pensacola when you have Blue Wahoo Stadium, which draws people to downtown. And it's a whole different economy because of these folks that are staying with us. And then the money that they generate from that 5% tax helps all of us year round. Because, for example, with the arts, the culture, and entertainment, Little Theater gets money from that. The ballet gets money from Gulf Coast Arts Festival gets some help with that. So it's really a win-win when you think about it.
And you're right. There's a number of events that have been created and supported and have been able to grow as a result of receiving some tourism development tax. And again, those are quality of life things. So, you know, Mardi Gras is one. PensaCon is one.
Yes.
We've got the Sun Belt Conference basketball championships that aren't directly funded by TDT as far as, let's say, a grant, but through the work of Visit Pensacola and Pensacola Sports and in cooperation with Escambia County and the mm-hmm. city of Pensacola, you know, we were able to renew that contract for 5 years, which means we'll be able to, you know, continually build year over year on that success.
Okay, I hate to break it up here. We're listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. I just got a signal that we have some breaking news. So we're going to go right to David Wang. Good morning, David.
Breaking news on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
And good morning. I'll try to be quick on this. We just wanted to get this in. The sentencing in New York is over, and Judge Juan Merchan has sentenced President-elect Donald Trump to unconditional discharge. So no prison time, no probation, no conditions, just an unconditional discharge. That is the word out of New York right now. I think that is still expected to be appealed, though. So that is really all we have. We just wanted to get that to you as soon as possible, and back to your regular programming.
Thank you so much, David. That was David Wayne with our news at News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Thank you so much for breaking in and letting us know. I know a lot of people have been wondering about the outcome of that sentencing. So back to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. This is Meg, and my guest this morning is Darren Schaefer with Visit Pensacola. So we were just discussing how these different groups, and I was going to give a shout out to Ray Palmer because the things that they, what Pensacola Sports, then they bring in the Sunbelt Conference, and they bring in all these different events that, again, boost our economy. So it's a win-win. But Visit Pensacola has such a major role in that now. I mean, what y'all are doing and how you've expanded in the last 10 years, too.
So it's a system that works because the better job that we do as an organization grows visitation. Those visitors, we collect the tourism development tax, which means we're allowed to expand what we do. And we want to do it in a smart way. I mean, our goal is to have a consistent level of visitation throughout the year so we don't have, you know, a really high season and a really low season. So our focus has been, you know, starting in, you know, mid-August and forward through September, October, November, December. Of course, the first quarter of the year and, you know, through April. Those are the time periods where we spend more of our time and energy and spend to drive visitation during those times of the year so that throughout the year, businesses will find success, maintain employment, and open up new opportunities.
Well, it used to be Memorial Day to Labor Day was the big season, and then it was the off season the rest of the year, and they kind of called it the shoulder season in the spring and the fall. But really, now that's changed. I mean, there really isn't, those seasons are less, are not quite so defined anymore. But it does, I mean, I think the most beautiful time of year here is in the spring and the fall, when the temperature's a little cooler, the humidity isn't as bad.
Well, I agree. I mean,
don't tell anyone.
Of course, right? I won't.
No, yeah.
But September and October, great time mm-hmm. to come to Pensacola because it's after the humidity breaks, and we've got so many events that
yes.
are going on during that time period. So if you got friends and family that are looking to visit, you know, you can still go out in the water, but boy, that, you know, you got a full calendar to choose from.
Well, we're listening to Pep Talk this morning with Darren Schaefer with Visit Pensacola. If you do have any questions or comments, you can always text them in at 850-437-1620. So what's on your agenda now going forward? Because y'all have a lot to do. I mean, this is the kickoff of the new year.
That's right. So, we'll jump right in to our trade show season, I think I had mentioned. And we've got a number of projects that are ongoing. We got some great news. This past week, where the airport has a new direct flight planned between Detroit and Pensacola.
That's exciting.
So we're excited about that. That'll happen in June. And I know that there's another direct flight, something we've had before, but between Boston and Pensacola that is being developed as well. And there's nothing like a direct flight.
So, oh, for sure. If you can avoid Atlanta or Dallas.
Yeah. The fact that Delta, you know, has a direct flight between us and New York and now is adding Detroit. That's great. And that's an area that we spent time in, and we'll see more exposure because Visit Pensacola represents Escambia County and a regional marketing effort. It's Northwest Florida Tourism Council. And I know I've spoken on this before, but we received a grant through Triumph Gulf Coast to market as a region, the first ever marketing grant that they've approved in cooperation with Visit Florida. So we have a great partner And this, we've put money into it. Even Visit Florida's put money into it in, to match the dollars coming through Triumph. And so over $4 million a year.
Wow.
For a three-year commitment is being spent. And that's going to create awareness that we've never had before. We're able to go into markets that individually we haven't been able to afford to do. So, you know, a regional effort just creates awareness that we can all benefit from. So that is going to actually launch next week.
Wow. Okay. So when you say launch, what is involved in some of that marketing? I mean, how does that work?
Well, it's a combination. So there'll be a number, there'll be a bigger investment in digital ads and video. There'll be a PR effort. There'll be a new website that'll launch, which is Northwest Florida, let's see, northwestfloridabeaches.com.
Oh, cool.
And in addition to that, starting in February, each county will be doing some individual marketing efforts as well. So we can talk specifically about our destination under the umbrella of this regional marketing effort.
Oh, that's very exciting. That's really great.
Yeah, we're really excited about that, and certainly it ties in because one of the areas is Detroit. It's more of a Midwest focus, where a lot of the work we do individually is more Southeast.
Interesting, because we definitely the Midwest travelers right now, they are, 20 below and
it's a great time to be talking to them. Yes, absolutely.
They would showing them photos of the Pensacola Beach is probably not a bad idea right about now. But now this is all of Northwest Florida in terms of this marketing too.
Yeah. And, you know, this 8-county regional effort starts with Escambia County and goes all the way over to Wakulla. Really the first time that all 8 counties have come together to receive a grant from Triumph Gulf Coast.
It makes so much sense, though. It really does, because now you're solidifying your efforts. I mean, that was part of what happened when Visit Pensacola was formed, because we had all the different chambers doing all different things. And it was the same message, but now consolidating that and having it driven by your organization does make a positive difference, I think.
Yep, it's always something that you have to evaluate. How much of our dollars are we going to spend to talk about an area bigger than ourselves?
Mm-hmm.
And so when we're able to work with Visit Florida and get that grant through Triumph Gulf Coast, everything fell into place.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, hopefully we'll be able to renew this at the end of the 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm excited about what kind of improved working relationships this will foster over time between the 8 counties.
It sounds like a big win-win to me. I mean, it really does sound like it could have a lot of potential to make a positive difference. And someone just texted in, one of our listeners, and if you do have a comment, 850-437-1620, texted in, tournaments fill hotels, and hotels generate millions.
You're absolutely right.
Great
and I think
comment.
What's so great about it is, yes, we have been fortunate to land some bigger events like the Sun Belt Basketball Championships has national media television coverage, which is great exposure for us as a destination. But where the real benefit comes in the youth sports.
Mm-hmm.
We get down into the soccer games and basketball. Well,
there's a huge tournament
baseball
over the holidays, right? We had a huge tournament in Gulf Breeze. And
that's right.
That was a big tournament that they had. It was the Invitational. So that brought in a lot of folks. And then in terms of sports, now we'd be remiss if we didn't mention what's coming up this month with the America's Cup and America Magic.
That's right. Yep. We've got a couple things going on. At the end of February, we have a new event called Foiling Week.
Yes.
And that was developed by a new local organization called Sail Pensacola.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really focusing on that foiling technology that, you know, is how American Magic operates. And so bringing the first foiling event and trying to put a conference note to it as well to the United States, you know, hopefully that'll be something that'll grow over time, and hopefully we see that foiling technology anchor
mm-hmm.
become a home here in Pensacola. And then, of course, we've got a number of regattas and races that happen through the Pensacola Yacht Club We have some big boats coming through. What is it? The L52s that'll be coming in March and April.
Oh, wow.
So those will be big boat races. Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's pretty exciting. Okay. Well, and they're saying that they picked us because it's our bays and our waters are perfect for sailing, for training, for everything. I mean, it really is remarkable, but a lot of people worked really hard to make this happen.
You know, it's one of those great environments that we don't necessarily have to do a lot.
Mm-hmm, right.
I mean, the water's there, the wind's there.
Yeah.
You
right.
got the space. And obviously American Magic found it to be great conditions, and to move their operations here and make that 10-year commitment truly, justifies, the claim that it's one of the best sailing bays in the world.
Right, which is really exciting. So also Visit Pensacola produces a visitor's guide. When is the new one coming out? Is that soon?
It always comes out in spring. So
in the spring,
okay,
so we're a little ahead.
Mid-April, I believe, is around that target date that we put that out. And, it's just one of the many things we do. Our website is our primary distribution channel, because you can put so much information mm-hmm. into a website and connect people directly with an attraction or a restaurant, lodging, event.
It's very comprehensive. And, mention too that you can be a partner with Visit Pensacola, your business, so you could actually take advantage of some of the things that they offer in terms of marketing. But you also you can get an advertisement in the visitor's guide, which is then, that's distributed all over the world, right?
Yep, that's we distribute it. We have the physical copies that we distribute. We also have the digital copies that we can send everywhere. I think our goal is we want to help local businesses be successful, mm-hmm. to tap in to that tourism economy. And so meeting with Visit Pensacola to look at maybe how you would do that, or if you have an idea, because it does cover sports and events and the cultural arts and its activities. And, when we're seeing if there's an opportunity that we can grow our diving economy here. Those are things that we like to get involved and move forward and just add to this great inventory of assets and activities. That's kind of an exciting part of my job, is the connections that we can make. So, yes, we think it's very beneficial for a tourism-related business to be a partner and make that small investment. But when it comes to our website, we have free listings for any tourism-related business.
Oh, that's great.
We don't want anybody to be excluded. We want to represent all of the county. And so if you're not taking advantage of that, reach out, and we can help you start a working relationship with Visit Pensacola that way.
That sounds great. All right, we have about 2 minutes left. The time has just flown by. Is there anything you wanted to mention this morning that we haven't yet?
Let's see. Well, we covered the Northwest Florida Beaches launch that's coming out. We talked about all of our events. We do have three visitor centers here in Escambia County. And while, it's for visitors, it's for residents as well, especially new residents. I encourage people to stop in there and take a look around and see the information that's available. We have our location in Perdido Key. We have a location that is in downtown Pensacola, right by the base of the bridge. They mm-hmm. call that Wayside Park. And, of course, the location out at Pensacola Beach, operated by the Pensacola Beach Chamber of Commerce, who do a phenomenal job.
Okay. So we've got a minute left. So maybe phone number, website, and any basic information in case folks want to reach out to you.
Yeah, probably the best way is our website. So visit Pensacola.com. We find, locally it's been well received. We keep getting voted, I think 6 years running, as best website
in
Escambia County through In Weekly Audience.
Yeah.
So we're proud of that. And that's something we continue to add to. We do some great blogs. We talk about the neighborhoods. Explore that part of the website, as well as, of course, if you want to know what's going on, every week in Escambia County, VisitPensacola.com, the events page is the place to
find. It's great. I use it all the time. It's a great event. And VisitPensacola.com. I've been talking with Darren Schaefer, who is the president and CEO. Thank you so much for coming in on this rainy morning. I'm excited about what you're going to be doing for 2025 with Visit Pensacola. So thanks for being here. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Meg.